suck at counting.
Kaden, you're Kaden, so...
You suck.
Kaden, you suck. You're just so bad as a human.
I'm so glad you're wearing those glasses, because if you weren't...
You'd look ugly.
God, I think...
There's a reason this chair is placed here between us, because with those glasses off,
yeah, it is scary.
You were gonna notice.
Well, I noticed.
I thought you'd be able to see with the glasses.
I noticed that you put the chair in between us, and I figured you must just be a dick.
Because like F word hate you.
What?
F word hate you?
Yeah.
F word. It's the first 30 seconds.
Like, I just wanted to be a better guy. A New Year resolution. I figured why not wear the glasses?
We should do it. Whoa! Somebody's at the door.
Are you guys expecting?
I'm not expecting anybody.
I'm scared.
Guys,
who is it?
Come in.
Oh, someone's in the garage, too.
Oh, who's this guy?
What the?
Oh, shit!
Oh, my
what?
God!
Oh, my God! He's back! Oh! This is...
What?
Monumental?
What? When did you get here?
Huh? Who let you in, dude?
Who let you in?
Seriously,
like,
where have you been, dude?
I got lost.
You got lost? What? Yeah. Where were you going?
We
told him back in episode 8, he was like, we were like, meet us at Caden's house, and he got lost along the way.
Oh,
and finally found himself.
Oh,
dude, finally found his way.
I did no clue.
You fucking went to the back rooms, dude?
I just got out.
Oh,
that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
You've been there long, bro.
Damn.
Yeah.
What?
Walking around a long time, man.
Damn.
That's crazy. How'd you make it out?
You know, there were monsters everywhere. And just kept walking.
You eventually found me.
I thought I missed a turn somewhere on the way to his house.
Uh-huh.
I did.
Oh,
a big one.
And then you just
a big one.
Just all of a sudden, you just no-clipped.
Yeah, then I no-clipped.
Happened to the best of us.
You exited the playable area.
I found it though.
You're back.
Yeah,
he's back,
dude.
You made
it
to the
map.
It's good to see you.
It's good to be back.
He is back.
You're in render distance now.
Officially, guys. Quentin is here.
I'm here.
Real quick, the last episode he was actually on was episode 7, the properly named the Death Note Saga, where we went over stories dealing with the drama we've experienced. But that was in May 29th of 2021.
Golly!
Here we are in January 7th of 2023, and he finally found his way back.
It's a year and a half.
Back. That's crazy.
And we've learned that there is an Lost Media episode 8 that we now have access to that we may go over and possibly post just for fun.
We could like cut it up into little bits.
There's like not much funny in there.
What Lost Media?
Huh?
What do you think?
On my camera.
We recorded
it
episode
8
on his camera and now we have access to it.
That's right.
It was
you start recording on the camera.
I have the tripod.
You don't?
I do. I have.
Do you have the camera?
Yeah.
Do you have
next
the,
episode?
Do you the last have the last episode?
You, yes.
That could like really bump up the quality of the videos big time.
Yeah. Yeah. We just need mics.
Seriously, that's like the
like next clip-on ones.
Oh.
Or yeah, we can put like a Blue Yeti like closer to us. It'll sound better.
Yeah.
We definitely need mics.
Dude, we might
until
just
we get
do that.
Clip-ons. We could get. We still could get clip-ons.
The lovelier ones.
Let's do that.
What if we each had a mic that we could blow, like just whenever we wanted?
Yeah, like
we'll have to have like a table.
Cody and Noel, they each have like their own mic they hold in their hand.
We should do like the Misfits where they sit around a table,
right here.
Well,
just
in
a little table right here.
Somewhere else, I don't know.
Yeah, we should get a. We should turn that
room
over there into a
dude
podcast room.
You have a shed.
Yeah, I'm saying like there's a shed and
soundproof
it's, like,
it, make it look nice.
No, it's got benches in it and stuff. We could sit in it.
Like a sauna?
It's a shed.
A shed that...
But it's, like, closed off. Like, it's sealed off from the outside.
Uh-huh.
And it's got carpet and stuff. It's cool.
Oh, nice.
And it's got electricity.
Does it have AC?
It has an AC unit in it, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Does it work?
I think so.
Ooh.
I could live in there, then.
You could live in my shed.
That'd
how
be
much
kind of
would
silly.
Rent be?
I charge you like $100 a month.
Is there a bathroom in there?
No.
You make your bathroom.
You can just walk inside.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of silly. Just living in a shed.
It could be.
What are you doing?
Yeah, dude, you should. You should totally
look at it.
I don't
know. I'll go look at it.
Okay, guys, so, dude, who lives in the shed? Confirmed.
Dude, I could. Could like park in front of the shed too and be like, who lives over there? It's Alex.
Yeah, drive your bike up to the shed.
There's nothing wrong
who
with that.
Who is he? Shed.
Shed.
Is there anything wrong with that?
Shed.
No. I know someone who lived in a garage.
Yeah, shed isn't bad. That's better than garage. With AC and carpet and stuff.
Pee.
And he's off to the races.
There he goes.
And he's off, gentlemen.
Hopefully, we're still rolling.
Well, what I wanted to do, I wanted to push this episode in a fun direction. The first fun episode direction. Of our podcast ever, if you haven't watched it, which don't, we introduced ourselves and we went over three questions, which were, what were they?
Like favorite
anime. Favorite movie,
anime,
favorite game.
Movie.
An anime.
Yeah, favorite game, movie, anime. That's what the questions were.
And then we did it again with Alex and Sam on March 4th for episode 10. So I thought, let's do it again since Quentin's here. A lot of my opinions have changed since a year ago.
I'd say so.
And his has changed since nearly 3 years ago. So we want to kick it off from Caden, or do we want for Logan to come back and kick it off from there?
Let's start with Caden.
Okay, Logan, go ahead.
Do we want to wait until he gets back?
Or
we
just... There he is.
Okay, I guess.
Perfect. All right, Logan, you're kicking it off.
You left your lightsaber crystals in the bathroom.
What? Lightsaber crystals?
Yeah. Like, you know, like the colored crystals that go in the lightsabers? There's like three in there. You left them.
Well, I didn't buy like...
Why are there lightsaber crystals in your bathroom?
I didn't buy separate ones. I only have you're one.
Holding. I know.
Okay, Logan.
Probably smart.
Logan.
What?
We are going down this line, starting with you. You need to introduce yourself. Give us your height and your weight.
Why?
Okay, no, you don't
am I going to prison?
Give us your favorite movie, favorite anime, and favorite video game.
Okay. Last name?
Huh?
Should I do my last name?
Sure. Let them know who you are.
I'm Logan Petty. I'm 5'9".
5'9 pounds.
178 pounds.
You followed through, thank you.
Favorite movie? I'd probably have to say Pacific Rim.
The first one?
Yeah.
I like it. It's good.
I've only seen the second one.
The first
I've
one.
I've seen the
with
first
John Boyega.
The
start of the first one's good.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've seen this.
I think it's Pacific Rim.
Finn?
Yeah.
John Boyega, that's his actor's name.
What's the next question?
Game.
Video game?
Of all time.
Your number one favorite.
Honestly, probably Doom Eternal.
Okay. And why?
I don't know, just love Doom.
Just like killing things.
Killing shit.
Yeah.
Ripping it apart.
Who doesn't, though?
It's got a gnarly soundtrack, too.
And last but not least, name your favorite anime.
Favorite anime?
Oh boy.
What a tough one.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
I'd probably say Baki.
No, but Baki's cool.
Through online.
Baki and Opie.
That's what I was gonna say.
Euphoria.
Oh.
Dude, I love Euphoria.
The good one. The good anime one.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
He showed it to me.
I think I showed everyone.
I don't have a favorite anime.
I haven't watched any anime.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to be honest, dude. I haven't watched anime in a long time.
Just name one of them ones you've watched then.
Dragon Ball.
I'll just say Attack on Titan.
Okay.
Boring!
Okay, fuck you, guys. I'm leaving.
Can you just window open?
Did I leave out the window?
Yeah.
Why not?
Cause
hold on.
Dude, you guys are dicks.
Are you caught up at least?
Dude, it's fucking hot in here. There's so many boys.
You haven't even finished season 3, have you?
Dude, I've fallen off of anime. I just stopped watching.
Is that one or two?
Because I don't watch TV.
Two.
I just don't.
Well, thank you for your contribution.
Yes.
Alex.
What's up?
Introduce yourself.
Who are you, Alex?
I'm Pizza Steve.
Alright.
Pizza Steve.
How much do you weigh?
Like 235, 236.
Nice.
Height.
5'9", 5'10".
Nice.
Very.
Favorite movie, please.
Probably Super Mario Brothers that came out in the 90s.
In the 90s?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The movie?
I thought you were going to say like The Northman.
No. Probably Pulp Fiction.
Okay. Yeah. Those are very similar. I can see how you get those mixed up.
Probably The Lighthouse.
Yeah. Or The Lighthouse.
American Psycho.
American Psycho is pretty good.
I do remember my favorite movie, but it's Back to the Future. But...
Oh, okay. Not Pacific Rim, guys.
Yeah. Pacific Rim out.
I don't
like
that. I don't know. I'm not really.
So, Pulp Fiction, then? You just skip with that?
Pulp Fiction, I'd say it's your favorite movie.
All right, then.
That is your favorite.
I think you like Monster House.
That's a good movie, too, dude.
You like Monster House.
Yeah.
Co-star Cameron Smithson in Monster House.
Now, what about your favorite anime?
I don't know. I don't watch anime.
Think about it.
Manga.
Chainsaw Man.
Or you can do manga, you know, swap those out.
Oh, or manga.
Let's just say anime slash animanga.
Animanga.
Like your favorite series.
Animanga.
You can say your favorite manga and anime, whatever.
My number one.
No, I don't. Say it.
Vinland.
Oh, there you go.
Really? No, it's Vagabond.
I was going to say Vinland. What?
Since when was this one?
Vagabond. 100%.
The manga.
100.
We keep it 100.
All right. What's the next question?
And your favorite video game?
Ooh. Metal Gear Survive.
Metal Gear 3.
Really?
Yeah.
We're talking about
Metal Gear. Yeah, I was playing it today. It came out on PS2. And then they got an HD release on 360 and PS3.
I see.
Which is the best way to play it.
That's so.
Yeah, because Kojima wanted to make it on the PS3, but it took too long to come out, so we had to make it on the PS2. So when the PS3 came out, he ported it, but like upgraded it, so it was how it was supposed to be on the PS3.
Definitive.
Exactly. You could say that.
One could say.
Very
that was,
nice.
That was intense.
Take over announcer real quick, asking the questions.
Okay. Name.
My name is Jackson. I'm currently, as I last checked, 229 pounds.
Hi.
And I am 6'2".
Favorite anime.
Favorite anime would have to be... Oh, I should have thought about this.
I am has to think.
Fart.
Don't look at me, man. It's just you.
I'm trying to think.
Jackson's stumbling here. There's just so many good animes. It's so hard to pick. I understand, brother.
Food Wars. I've only seen season one.
Food Wars is pretty good.
It's okay to say Boku no Pico. Like, I know you've seen it.
You can say that.
I know you've seen it as well. Like, you don't
as well.
As well. As well. Under the fucking bus, you idiot.
Hey.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
It's just for science.
You've seen it?
Are we the only innocent ones?
I was curious.
Yeah, seriously, it's like science. Like,
you hear it. You hear it. Have you seen it everywhere.
You always hear people YouTube. Talk about it, so you look it up.
I haven't watched it like through. Okay, I just clicked on it and then like.
I watched the whole
thing.
I got to the ice cube scene.
What's the ice cube scene?
Oh, it's pretty good. Oh,
I don't know.
You can't say it on YouTube.
I'm just going to assume.
It's pretty bad.
A little boy. An ice cube.
Little boy.
Yeah.
So with all that said and done, I got to probably say Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I really like the Mappa adaptation. Thank you. And I look forward to seeing more.
Favorite movie?
War of the Worlds, Tom Cruise.
Definitely World War Z with Brad Pitt.
Oh my god, that's low-key.
Bullet Train was pretty good.
That's an opinion.
It's an opinion.
Favorite movie of all time has to be...
Bullet Train.
Monster by Mistake.
Monster by Mistake.
Dude, say Kung Pao. Say Kung Fu Panda.
Rush Hour.
Kung Pao Chicken.
Say Kung Pao Chicken.
Kung Pao Chicken.
He said Bullet Train.
Bullet train?
Sorry, yeah, he translated for me. That's what it means in Chinese.
Yeah. About chicken being bullet train in Chinese.
I forgot
the
question.
It's,
video
game. It's live action. I don't know. Video game? Movies. Video game I have for sure. Persona 5 Royal. What's your favorite movie?
Hold on.
Dude, Harry Potter.
Shut the fuck up.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. I probably have to say my favorite movie is Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Okay, yeah, because you're a Harry Potter nerd.
No!
I can't think of, like, a specific one right now, but one I've seen this year that I really fucking enjoyed was Fight Club.
Fight Club.
I haven't seen it.
It's a good one.
It's pretty based.
I haven't seen Pulp Fiction.
You haven't?
Me neither.
Me neither.
Wow.
I haven't seen the Samuel L. Jackson act. Crazy and wacky.
So yeah. You guys would love Chainsaw Man if you... I mean...
I would love Chainsaw Man.
I meant to say you guys would love Pulp Fiction because you love Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, or Revenge probably. Of the Sith.
You haven't seen Revenge of the Sith?
No, I have.
Oh.
Samuel L. Jackson's in it.
Dude, Nick Fury is in Star Wars, that's right. Samuel L. Jackson's in Chainsaw Man. Samuel L. Blackson? He is?
Dude, I didn't notice.
What?
Yeah, what?
Didn't notice what?
He didn't notice Samuel L. Blackson. He didn't notice.
Dude, I didn't know it was black.
Alright, I want to take over the announcer for you.
You're not racist.
No.
Did you even answer your question?
I did answer my question.
Dude, what is that
even
mean?
Brother, you can't even speak.
We had,
I don't even know what racist
we
is.
We had Fight Club for the movie. We had Persona 5 Royal for the video game.
Nightcrawler was pretty good.
It is. And
Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man right now for the anime. So.
Okay.
All right, we're asking Quinton. Introduce yourself. Reintroduce yourself in my name.
I thought you were asking.
Did you know I was going to do it?
I am answering the questions.
I am Quinton.
Former anime founder here.
Yeah.
OG. What is your favorite video game?
Probably the bigger porn one.
I liked Elden Ring a lot.
Elden Ring.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Now, if I remember, he said Pokemon Heart Gold last time.
I did.
Lots of change. He's grown into more of a man with Elden Ring.
Elden Ring is a respectable opinion.
Okay, wow. I'll ask you the questions after this.
That's the first time I've ever heard Kaden say this. Something like that. It's the glasses.
Yeah.
Look at you're becoming smart and gangsta.
Dude, you said something that wasn't like super opinionated.
Man, fuck you. I just fuck with Elden Ring.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. See?
You did 40 hours of grinding, dude.
And it was awesome.
Since when? You've always
That's
hated
why I
it.
Love RPGs, dude. I love XP farming.
You said you
grinding.
Hated it.
I was just like listening to podcasts and shit. It was fun.
Listen you said you hated it.
Well, after
why are you shitting on it so much?
Yeah.
I just said that was my favorite.
He said,
what
I'm
the
not
fuck, dude?
On it. He said he hated it.
What did he get here?
Jerry! Oh my god!
Oh!
I thought Jerry was dead.
He follows me around.
He was revived.
Follows you around.
Yeah.
Since when?
Always?
After he detached from me.
Yeah, I see.
And latched to you.
Dude, he's been following me around for like probably...
I haven't attachments.
8 months now.
I haven't seen him in 8 months, dude. That's probably when the transfer happened.
He's been following me around for a while.
That's
now.
Crazy.
I talked to him.
Dude, that's why when we came back...
Laney season two.
Yeah, that's right. Really we came back from Phoenix.
Dude, the one that night we all hung out.
Yeah, that was
at my house.
Yeah,
that's
that.
When the transfer happened. That's when the ritual happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just going to stop talking.
Well, what's your favorite anime?
I think we know this one already.
I don't think it's strange.
Code Geass.
Oh!
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 Oh! Code Geass.
Oh!
What? Code Geass?
What?
What?
Gorge. Gorge.
So what's your favorite
Kogiosis.
Video game? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
No. Movie.
Right now, the favorite movie I've watched recently is The Cat in the Hat live action.
Mike Myers.
Yeah, Mike Myers.
It's a good movie.
It's so funny.
That movie is so underrated.
It's so funny.
And it's a funny movie.
Scary.
Dude, it is kind of scary.
Yeah.
That's why it's funny. What do you
Things
like,
1 and 2.
He's on the ceiling. And like, I start sneezing. You remember?
The cat is scary.
The cat.
Guys, I'm so petrified
Mike
by Myers.
Mike Myers is on the ceiling and his hair is falling
suit.
Down.
Oh, yeah, and he's scratching. Trying to make him sneeze.
I haven't seen that movie in years, man.
Me neither.
We should watch that
thing
movie.
Thing 1 and Thing 2? Those things were scary,
they're
too.
Like, they're
I'm
terrifying.
Not,
people
I
have, are, like, miniaturized, right?
They're legitimate, like, dwarfs, I think. Something, I don't know.
Is that all in?
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kaden.
We're finally at you.
Oh, Lord.
Introduce yourself.
Shit,
man. Hello, guys. My name is Kaden. I am 6'2".
Oh.
And how heavy are you?
I currently,
ask me this.
Oh, yeah. How much do you weigh?
How fat are you, dude?
I'm like 135.
Oh, very yeah. Nice.
Little guy.
And how tall?
I'm about 6 foot, I think.
Oh, little guy.
Oh, little guy.
Excuse me?
You're really like small. The average for male American.
Dude, you're like small and petite.
Ooh. Male American. Americans.
I'll leave.
A white man.
Oh, like you left 3 years ago!
You guys are divorced?
I was just messing around with you. Can we joke about that?
Yeah.
The divorce?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
What divorce?
The...
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
It's okay now because we're hooking back up right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh!
It's a hookup.
Yeah, all four of us.
We're all getting
the
back
four?
The
4G.
The 4G?
The 4G?
So it's just four
no,
of us.
We're on
Kaden's
5G
on an
A. Kaden's the cook.
I'm the one with the strap on.
The man. The man behind the camera.
Jeez, I wish I never heard that.
Kaden just gets the cuck chair right there.
He's gonna sit and watch.
Yeah.
And jack off his little small ball cock in the corner.
Small ball cock.
Like that's one for
was there, was it?
We have so much talking points to get through.
Oh my
god.
Okay.
We're gonna film longer.
We still
today.
Need to ask him his questions.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's
Kaden,
like
Kaden, go.
Okay. Your question.
So, how heavy are you? Okay,
how much of a fattest I am? I'm 190 pounds. So.
Damn!
Yeah! Jeez. Damn, he's heavy for his weight!
He's heavy for his weight?
He's
heavy for his weight.
I just
yeah, dude,
I fucked
being
up the way there. Yeah, so I'm 190. Take it.
190 at 6'2"? Jesus!
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I was 190.
Take it as take it,
what's take it at face value, guys.
Take it at face value.
Great value.
All right, what is this favorite anime of yours?
Steins Gate. Steins Gate.
Guys, I think you said Boku no Pika. That's what I translated.
That
yeah.
Is a false yeah. Translation. This is heresy. And
using some big words there with your glasses on.
Whoa, smart guy.
Okay,
heresy, hentai.
This was heresy.
Yeah, I meant to say hentai. But no, yeah, Steins Gate. Those things.
You
know,
and your favorite movie, sir? So.
I'd probably have to say a safe choice, but a respectable choice. And I personally say, every time I think about this movie, it just gets better and better. But I'd have to say American Psycho is my favorite movie.
Okay. And favorite video game?
Video game?
We already know the answer to this.
Final Fantasy VII.
No. Persona 5 Royal, baby. Number one.
Yeah, right now, until you get back on the Final Fantasy bandwagon.
Yeah, dude.
Bandwagon.
Sure.
Dude, you're a fake fan.
Actually, I am.
Yeah, I can't believe you started like
dude,
the Final Fantasy
this
games
is
like
all
at
fake.
7. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, I actually hate so
I can't believe
yeah.
You played them.
Dude, you're like, such a fake
yeah.
Fan. It's
yeah,
so
wait.
Obvious.
Where's your Persona 5 posters, actually?
Yeah, you fake fan.
They have yet to be ordered, actually.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Dude,
well,
sounds like
I'll get around to it,
fan.
Though.
Yeah,
the
there's
manga.
A lot of cloud posters from Final Fantasy.
I think
see.
You're a cloud chaser.
Yeah,
Final Fantasy.
He's a chaser. Cloud chaser because he likes boys.
Yeah, Sephiroth in particular.
Yeah, I know.
Men.
Love
the
him. Show,
yeah.
His show
I love tall men with long swords and long silver hair.
long sword.
Recorded, and now we have this to document.
Yes, spread the word. I'm in love with Sephiroth, guys. Clip happened. There you go. Post on TikTok, guys.
Final Hennessy 7.
Hennessy.
Final Heresy 7.
Oh, big words coming back.
Well,
it's a gloss.
We actually got through that a lot quicker than we did last time with Sam.
Because it was
with Sam, episode. It turned into the entire episode.
Sam's an idiot.
Actually,
just kidding. I love Sam.
But
yeah, fuck him, dude.
Yeah, seriously, what the hell? But I have some talking points to go over.
How long do we have?
How longer do we have?
How long are we, guys?
We're like
how far along.
25 minutes in.
We're filming longer today.
Why?
Because Quentin's here.
Yeah.
Damn. And if you want to leave, you can.
Leave?
Why would we leave, dude?
I just don't want to hear any complaints.
You want me to leave?
Then shove my mouth full of cock. With ball cock.
Alex is gay.
Bukkake.
Confirmed.
I'm not.
We can do that. And Katie gets to be the gun.
We can do that.
Katie's the one receiving it all.
Katie's the sub.
I just had the thought. You know how they probably really do that?
Yeah.
They all, like, the first guy to finish has to hold it and wait for everybody else to catch up, so they all release it at once. So the first guy that's, like, ready to go has to stay
like edge.
There. Yeah.
Just, like, edge the whole time.
This is disgusting. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Synchronized edgers.
Dude.
We're gonna get...
Synchronized edging,
gonna be
guys.
Down.
It's a sport.
It might be. If it does, we'll know why.
Olympic for
what it means.
He's looking up what is bukkake.
I forgot what it meant.
I don't know either.
I would explain, but we probably would get taken down.
Why do you think I'm looking it up?
How about we talk about something that's actually not going to get us copyright strike?
This kid is the woman then, huh?
Yeah, he is.
That's so kidding.
That's so kidding.
Caden doesn't know what it is?
What the hell is this bukkake? What the fuck is wrong with these guys? They're just actually gay, and that's what that means. And they just all have a crush on me. Because I'm so fucking funny. That's what it means.
No, it's just because
you
like
receiving
so much.
The picture of the four black guys and the girl on the couch?
Yeah.
Can we do that for this episode's cover?
Keaton, you're on the couch.
Yeah.
We could take the picture out. We literally have a couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to do that for this
thumbnail.
Oh.
We're going to have to turn the flashlight. Or we're going to have like lighting because the lighting out there sucks. We're going to need something for lighting. So.
Great idea.
What would you say?
Okay, let's jump into some talking points I have.
I was going to ask, how many do we have?
Like six, probably. Okay, so.
Bro, you're on one today.
Okay, so first talking point I had, I wanted to bring up New Year's and Christmas, since we skipped those podcast episodes. Thought we could go around and
Because Alex
talk to me about their stuff.
What the fuck are you saying?
You guys are dicks.
Why?
Why are you here?
I ask myself that every day.
Dude, let's talk.
Dude, do we need to get, like, down and serious?
Hey, man, I didn't mean nothing.
What the fuck?
Why are you twitching, too?
What are you doing, dude?
Uh-oh.
I'm just getting PTSD.
Logan's out of the class again.
Remember when Noah fucking lost it when he said that shit?
Oh. Yeah, I remember when Noah went, oh, yeah. He had a stroke. I remember when he had that.
What?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
When Noah did what?
He made a joke we shouldn't say on the podcast. And Noah, and he lost his mind.
Like laughing?
Yeah.
Why can't
he was howling, dude. That shit was so funny.
Dude, we can just cut it out.
He
say
was
it
literally
like,
dude, he doesn't edit these.
Can't just
why
cut
can't
it out?
You say it?
It's just kind of offensive.
We'll play telephone.
No, yeah, let's play telephone. No, that'll be too quiet. Well, how about you play telephone, and then just whoever's not hearing anything talks.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you after.
I don't want to wait!
I want to know!
Okay, talk and we'll
Alright, so what happened, dude? Okay,
which was what?
What am I even... Know. What happened? Am I explaining the story or what?
Just say the joke.
What was the joke?
I can't remember.
No! Okay, Diamond
Woo! Oh, I can't.
No, you guys said something about the retard getting out of the room, right?
I did not say that, dude. What?
Did you just say that?
Oh, my.
Judah!
He's right there.
Dude, he's like 3 feet away from... Oh, it's me! Kaden, it's not you! Oh. It's me!
Like,
is it because of when I wanted to go pee?
What?
When retard left the room?
No.
He never left the room.
It's not that deep, dude.
Dude!
Dude, it's not that deep. Don't be a dick about it.
Dude, stop! Stop trying to manipulate me!
Dude, what are you doing right now?
Dude, don't gaslight me.
Just sit
right
down
now.
Here. Just sit down, man.
Calm down.
Calm down, dude.
Okay.
Just sit down. Just here.
Okay, we're gonna go from bottom to top on the talking points.
Okay. Start at the beginning.
So, first of all, this is a talking point for Mr. Cal, and he's actually the only one that'll probably be able to speak on it. Kaden watched Bocchi the Rock.
That's good.
Yeah! It was a seasonal anime that aired last season, and it was very wholesome 100, I'd say. It was about four girls in high school who joined together and formed a band. They can join, like the Human Centipede. And,
like Tusk.
No, so they form a band, and it was really cool.
What?
I don't know.
No. He's just being dumb.
It was sick. That's all I had to bring up, because like, Jackson asked me to bring up some topics to...
You had one more, and I didn't write it down. What was it?
I can't remember.
Yeah, write it down.
Because that's just how uneventful my week has been, so... But yeah, you guys should watch... Bocchi the Rock, if you like music. There is good music in there, so if you're a fan of some rock, J-Rock, go watch that.
Like baby metal?
Baby metal?
You don't listen to baby metal?
If you're a fan of High School Girls.
I can't say I have listened to baby metal.
Next.
Wow. Nice J-Rock.
Yeah. Oh.
You know baby metal?
Yeah.
Next,
I just didn't know, like, J-Rock was considered bigger. I know that.
I'm wondering how funny this topic's going to be now that I bring it up. We came up with it last night. Kaden decided we should talk about what it would be like to be a competitive photo roulette player.
Oh. Yeah, that just the thought, like, passed my mind yesterday. Because we always get, like, super competitive about it, trying to get, like, the full chain.
Yeah, the full chain.
So I wonder
if
there's, like, leagues out there that are, like, professional, like,
is photo roulette streamers?
But it's, like... Yeah, see, you can't, because if it's with strangers, like,
you don't know them.
You don't know shit.
Unless you're just like...
Unless they're like, they start like this, they're like, hey, we put these guys in a room, you have 10 minutes to talk to each other and figure out some stuff about each other, so you have an idea of what their photos could be.
Yeah.
Maybe they could do that.
I just thought that was super funny. That, like, that could be a thing. Because I feel like now, nowadays, there's at least, like, one person in the world that's, like... So, like, the best at one specific thing that's, like, super abstract or unique. They can be like, yeah, I can do this really abstract thing that's, like, super out there.
I can play photo roulette really good.
Yeah, I can play photo roulette really good against strangers.
Bronchial tubes on the floor.
There's probably somewhere in
there. I'm an empath with photo roulette.
Anyways.
It's an E? Did you just have, like, a brain stroke?
Yeah, I forgot what I was saying.
Which other stroke is there? The strokes?
Kidney stroke, heart stroke, lung stroke.
Dick stroke.
Oh! You
got him there.
Stroke game.
That's what Keaton always thinks about.
Next topic I wanted to bring up was Animal Crossing.
New Leaf on this.
No, shut up.
What?!
Huh?
Why did you tell me to shut up?
I wasn't talking to you.
Okay, good. Let's keep it that way.
So what's the next topic? Animal Crossing?
Yep.
I haven't played it.
I've never touched Animal Crossing.
Me neither.
It's like, it's just me. Let's just talk to each other right now.
When the Weeknd dropped the album.
Yeah, right, like, you can drop the album, and then Animal Crossing came out, alone. Like, right
the same time. It's such, like, a little idiot loser.
I remember being so hyped for that, like, quarantine had just hit, and I was like...
I remember we gave it, like,
I remember, like, the last week, happy.
And then stopped.
I'm happy right now.
I remember I finally got to come over to your house, and we played together.
It was fun.
And then we got just on Animal Crossing.
Yeah. After we played with each other. There you go. Next topic, guys. I came up with these topics as if it was just going to be us three, okay? I didn't
expand the audience out that much.
It's okay.
So how about, let's talk about something going on in the world right now. The massive hurricane that's hitting California.
Who cares? I don't even know
about that. Yeah, what is Bumblebee stars?
It might put out the fires.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also going to flood the cities.
Hurricane.
Apparently there's waves hurricane that are like 6 feet tall. Like tsunami waves.
Do you know the tsunami song?
No.
Dubstep one?
Yes.
Like the tsunami.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's what they're all listening to right now.
Dude, that's California's on that wave right now.
On that wave.
Dude, that's 2012 the movie.
Dude, literally. But it's 2023, actually.
When's that going to hit?
It's been hitting.
When's the drug
hit already? Dude.
Oh, it's getting, really? Like,
dude,
California's getting their ass whooped
dude,
right
it's
now.
It's been hitting for like the past...
I saw a TikTok about it.
Yeah,
they're getting... Are they, is California destroyed?
What? They're just getting fucked right now. You notice how we've been getting a ton of rain and just like cloudy weather? Like that's from...
Didn't know California got hurricanes.
They don't, which is why it's like such a big deal.
They always hit the Atlantic.
Yeah, it's always in the east.
Florida.
Pacific doesn't get...
So
like,
what, California's underwater
storms.
Now?
It's like the Bermuda Triangle area.
I can't fucking look at you. Please.
First they were on fire, now they're underwater.
What? What's the issue?
Nothing, Bumblebee. It's okay.
They have an airbag.
Hey, Bumblebee. It's not your fault.
Because they have earthquakes,
you're right. It's not your fault. Bumblebee, it's not your fault. It's not your fault that Sam's dead.
They have an airbag.
You obviously haven't seen it.
Sam died?
Sam Woodwicky. Bumblebee commits suicide.
It gets hot under these masks.
Yeah, it does, dude.
I'm in...
I love it.
I don't know how the
fire
personified guys are able to do it.
Sarah's
like,
you like
watching Zuko alone.
Fire's
God, yeah. I'd love to. I'm not gonna say that.
Dude, the last episode's like an hour long.
What are you doing over here?
Avatar.
Last Airbender.
Oh, I've seen the movie.
I saw it too. Way of Water. Right?
What?
The new Avatar movie.
I wanna go see it. Let's watch it.
Are you talking about The Last Airbender or Blue People?
Both.
I saw the new Avatar.
Yeah, I did too.
It was good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Dude, you said the third one is supposed to have Fire Navi.
I saw that.
Oh, that's cool.
The third Avatar movie.
It's supposed to be... Have you seen
the Navi film?
Oh, they're blue. That's the name of the blue guys.
I know what it is. I just never seen the first or second movie.
What?
I know, right? I'm not part of that demographic who
me
spent
and him
$1 million.
Watching the first one.
Dude, the first one's really good.
I want to finish it.
The first
people,
they're like tree people. And
yeah.
And the second, they're water
dude,
people. And the third one, they're going to be fire people.
Isn't it like
and then
the sky goes
people.
Into like virtual reality or shit?
No, they go to the fucking moon.
It's like...
Pandora.
It's on the moon?
No,
it's Pandora
a moon,
is
Jupiter,
a moon.
I think.
Pandora.
Pandora is a moon.
Oh, really?
Oh, so they're aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which makes it cool.
His mind is in the alien body.
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, they transfer consciousness.
Because he's a cripple before.
And he fucks, right? Like,
yeah.
It's like assumed?
No, you... It's canon.
It shows it.
He literally has children.
They do it with their hair.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And they also do it with the animal.
He's like, vagina. He's like, damn, I haven't felt my legs in forever, but now I can, and this feels great.
And now they're shaking.
Literally. It's a good movie.
Is this another special cast?
What's up?
I got you that. Because I took you a movie. Sick, bro.
Oh, shit.
Thanks. What is this? It's like a figure. It's like a set. I don't know.
Kaden got a toy.
I didn't.
Thank you.
New toy, guys. Sonic toy.
I figured you'd display it or something.
You could put it up there with the other Sonic stuff. I don't know where you got this, but this is quite cool.
I was going to get you a Lucario thing that was too much.
Too expensive because you have no money?
Well, no, I bought it with my Visa card from Christmas. But...
Cool. Thanks, bro.
Yeah. Have fun.
I will.
For audio
guys,
listeners,
no
that was special guest star
Connor.
Connor
got me an epic Sonic, set. So I will open this, I guess.
Oh, so cute.
I love Sonic the Hedgehog. Gotta go fast.
Oh, God.
Did you buy Frontiers?
No, not yet.
Thank God.
It looks boring.
Queen, you probably like her.
I'm it does. What are you doing in besides running around?
There's like enemies and stuff that I mainly want to buy for the soundtrack. The soundtrack is.
You want to buy a $60 game just for a soundtrack that you can listen to for free on YouTube?
I know you
want to play it and listen to the soundtrack. It's just a mixture of a bunch of things, but I haven't caved and bought it yet. I mean, it's on sale.
Yeah.
I probably won't get it. It's okay. But I want to. Maybe one day.
Because I thought you did, and I was going to be like, dude, you have not played that one bit.
If I had it, I'd probably be playing it, but...
There's like
no. But Persona.
I don't know. I'm not playing any video games because I want to burn myself out. That's why, like, I didn't, because I was gonna 100% Crisis Core, and I just beat it once. I was like, ugh, I'm burnt out. So, anyways, next topic. I can't remember what we were last talking about before we got interrupted.
California Storm.
Oh yeah, the world is ending, guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure is. Sure.
Okay, these talking points are kind of shitty.
Yeah. Let's hear them.
Okay, so New Year's and Christmas, guys.
Oh. You already brought that one up.
But nobody talked. It got stepped on and walked over.
Unless you guys have something cool to talk about. Nope. It was just regular.
Just with family.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope.
So dude, I want to try this.
I spent New Year's with another beer in my hand.
You have Ramchada?
What do you mean?
Guys, what is that?
I haven't had Ramchada. So what are we talking about? What are you talking about, dude?
What do you mean? Guys, what do you mean Vinland Saga, Monday, 2 days away.
What?
I'm so excited. We got Vinland Saga Mondays now. Nothing. It's going to be sick. Huh. Farmland Arc is very goated. Mappa's been picking up so many anime. I hope it's on the, like, the same level as Chainsaw Man. I hope, like, because they're working on so many projects, like, the budget, you can, like, I don't know. I just want it to be good. Yeah. It sounds like they have, like, 400 employees or something like that, which I don't know how many that means is good or bad for an anime studio. But
hey, get off my phone. We're in a podcast.
Huh?
I decided to get off my phone.
Yeah, good. You're, like, better than Sam. While we're on the subject, fuck Sam.
Yeah, dude, what a dick.
Wow. Yeah.
Hope you're having fun on your cruise.
Yeah.
Dick.
With Tom Cruise.
Oh!
Whoa.
He's on a cruise with Tom Cruise.
And drinking booze.
Bars.
With babies that coo. Oh, and I want you to do me.
Just go. You want?
I can keep going.
Yeah. Let's see how far.
Wait, what was that game we played where we all had to rhyme a word for word and we kept going around?
I don't know. What was that?
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Lucky.
I think we just started doing.
We were like rapping and we had to like keep hitting bars with the same like a rhyming word.
Like we had to say a word and we had like make up a rap that rhymed with that word or something, right? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
No,
that's been way too hard for
me. Fucking remember how we played it, and so we can play it now.
We just said words that rhymed, and we just went in the line and rhymed.
Run, sun, bun.
No, hey, one word at a time
per person.
Idiot. Okay, well, I just took all your words. So
I think you need to how about this? I'll start. Crime,
dine,
line,
rhyme,
sign,
crime again.
You already said that.
Rhyme.
I already said that.
Mime.
Time.
I already said that.
Okay.
Is live. Guys.
You said that already. Rhyme. See how shit this game is?
This game is stupid.
Whose idea was that?
Kaden.
What?
Kaden, you have such stupid ideas. You need another
I have an
glass.
Idea.
I think I need double glass.
Yeah.
The game. That you just lost.
You lost it too. You thought of it first.
Yeah, but I forgot. I've already forgotten.
No, you haven't.
Yep.
No, you haven't.
Dude, I'm
having what?
What did I get here?
Guys, what are we talking about?
Kanye West is still missing.
I'm back.
Who's that?
Kanye West?
He's missing?
Who's Kanye West?
He's been missing.
Who?
Who's Kanye? Guys, who's Kanye?
He's been missing for like a week or two.
Yeah. What is he doing?
Where is he?
Epstein Island.
He's probably in Wyoming.
What's that?
Yeah.
Or Japan.
What's that?
He's playing Hotline Wyoming.
What's that? I've never been to the outside world.
What the? Hotline Wyoming.
Hotline Wyoming.
What's that?
Is that a state?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a spinoff from the Hotline games.
That Why? We made.
Why? What's that?
Homing.
Yay.
Homing. What's that?
Wait.
What?
I just thought.
Logan.
What?
What's that?
What?
What?
Have you heard of sounding?
Oh!
What is that?
Oh, you poor, poor child!
My condensation from my
Do you guys know?
You're about to have your innocence
broken. Do you guys know sounding?
I know you know what it is.
But what is?
Sounding?
Sounding?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you guys have told me what it meant before, but I can't think
of it. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm surprised.
What is it?
Play after the podcast.
We just keep talking about all these things that could take us down.
Sounding?
Guys. We're going to have to say this for the Bone Zone.
I only say that because...
Bone Zone.
I don't even know what we're talking about in their podcast, but it might have been the Bone Zone.
Bone Zone!
Oh, it was Cody Noel and Spock talking about it.
Oh, yeah, that was in the Bone Zone. You know, I haven't seen a single episode of Bone Zone.
I've seen one since I bought the studio tier.
One
bonus episode.
What's that?
Okay. See, the TMG podcast, commonly referred to as Tiny Meat Gang.
Listening, Caden.
Yeah, so these two guys.
Racist.
No, I was speaking in Taiwanese.
No, you.
Racist.
Dude.
Taiwanese.
What's that?
Racist.
Racist, guys. You're
so fucking racist.
Wasted.
Literally.
Taiwanese.
Literally racist.
Widowy, guys.
Wanna get
widow?
Racist.
Widowy guys, what are you guys
wanna get widow?
Wanna get widow?
What are you guys' New Year's resolutions?
Wanna get widow?
Should we talk about some goals?
My New Year's resolution, get widow.
Wanna get widow?
I wanna buy Viva.
Wanna get widow?
So what's the future of your life look like?
Hopefully. I have no idea.
Hopefully there is a future.
Electrician man.
Yeah, the sun's just gonna explode tomorrow.
I hope so.
Dude, imagine. That'd be so awesome.
That'd be so Ice Age movie.
Yeah, we would just freeze. That'd be actually really cold. We'd just freeze.
We would die.
Yeah.
The sun exploded. Yeah, we would get obliterated.
Yeah.
What do you mean? We would just freeze. We'd be dead even before the Earth froze.
Can it combust on itself and
Yeah, it expands and then implodes. We would get absorbed.
Yeah, into a black hole.
All the other planets getting dragged in.
We'd first
all of their gravity.
Yeah, when it first expands, we would get absorbed. So we'd burn up. We'd die.
That's the next stage that it's going to.
Yeah, I forget gravity is a
thing.
Yeah, and then it sucks in real fast.
The sun.
When the sun explodes.
I just figured
it's in billions of years.
Yeah. But hopefully it's tomorrow.
Yeah, but it could be tomorrow.
I know it's a billions of years, but I really hope it's tomorrow. I can't take anymore.
Well, my great 1 billion times over grandkids will have to deal with that.
There's a black hole that spit out a star.
Spit out?
Yeah,
and it changed, everything we know about black holes.
They really could be wormholes, dude.
Space is
There
crazy.
Are wormholes. Aren't there?
Yeah, there are.
There are?
They're a different thing.
It's just time and space warped into...
It's like
How?
The...
There's a portion
like
of space,
the,
it's black
yeah,
holes.
The, I don't know.
Yeah. It's black... It is black hole.
Science shit is cool.
I want to get into it so bad.
Space is
theory
so
of
scary,
relativity.
Bro. There's just...
If I do die, I'd want to die in space.
Why?
I'd want to suffocate with no oxygen.
Just
if you went into a black hole, you'd either...
Get ripped in
half. Get transported somewhere, or get,
Stretched apart.
Mega
apart.
Stretched.
You'd get stretched.
You would just be absorbed, literally, what Alex...
Well, because you go faster and faster.
Huh?
You go faster and faster inside.
But the gravity's so different from your head to your toe, it's such an increase that it stretches you out.
Apparently, when you're falling in, it would look like you weren't actually, going down.
Yeah, you'd look like you'd slowly fade out.
Yeah, you're just going straight down. I don't know.
That's so trippy, bro.
It's, something to do with time,
It's faster than the speed of light.
If you've been traveling in space at, a certain speed... like 3 years to you could be like 300 years here.
Yeah.
Like something like that.
Uh-huh.
Time.
I thought we were talking about black holes.
Yeah, but they do the same thing. That's why it looks like you're just falling slowly when you go into one.
Like, it could be years until you fall in, or would it be extremely fast?
That's so weird.
I don't know. I just know it looks slow to someone, like, observing it. But you would actually be going super fast.
It's weird how things are like that. There's just so many things that, like, can't be explained.
Yeah, I like this.
Just think about that, dude. Space. You just look up into the stars, but you, like, at least for me, my small brain can't even fathom just, like, how infinite it truly is.
I just know that it's a lot.
The universe, knowing how far away our sun is like...
Dude, the universe is, like, expanding bigger and bigger every day.
But, like, how, though? How do we, like, even know that?
Because we observe it.
There's an observable universe.
It's a theory that the universe is expanding.
Don't we have an observable universe? Like, that's what they call it, and it's as far as we know.
Yeah. And there could be more, like, we think that there's more, like, galaxies out there that we just can't see.
Do you believe in multiverse? Like,
that the multiverse thing? Theory?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's, like, different versions of ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, there's different versions of us.
I feel like there's just different, like species or aliens or stuff.
Depending on your religion, there's not just, like, this group of gods or this god. There could be other gods in other universes.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't know unless someone confirms the multiverse is real. But
we'll never know.
I don't know, Doctor Strange.
It was literally
before we go to different galaxies.
In our lifetimes, we're not going to know, but...
What's that attitude? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did it in Star Wars.
We're going to change it. We're going to...
This topic hurts my brain.
Not mine.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's hard to concept everything we're saying.
Do you want to know another theory that's kind of cool?
Flat Earth
theory. No. It's a
square Earth theory.
It's a donut.
It's a cube.
Yeah, the Earth is like the
Minecraft.
Transformers, the cube.
Continue.
Okay, so the Big Bang, right?
Mm-hmm.
Matter can't be created or destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, like, I can't remember what law it is, but something that goes in motion will, like, return to how it was originally. Something like that. Yeah. That thing. So the theory is, Big Bang happened. Eventually, everything will get sucked back
in. I've heard that the universe could actually be shrinking.
There'll be another Big Bang.
So it's like a constant wave of effects. It's like this.
But since it can't be created or destroyed, it would happen the same way the next time.
Can it be like
that?
That's how it is in JoJo. That's how the universe works in JoJo.
It's a theory.
What?
That's how Pucci, like, created...
Good guess. Yeah, guys, JoJo deals with some really trippy stuff.
Whoa!
You can see it's bizarre.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
It's okay.
It's a cool theory, didn't really say too much, but
I just heard Pucci and I was like,
I've heard that theory.
I think they do it in Futurama too.
It's very understandable. Like, it makes sense.
So, you instead of expanding, you think we're shrinking?
It's
like
a theory. Like, it would make sense.
Or eventually it will. Like,
it'll implode.
It'll go
itself
out as far as it can, and then gravity's gonna pull everything back together.
Attract.
Because of the gravity of everything.
Just the universe will...
As everything attracts because of gravity, it'll pull everything
slowly
in.
Slowly pull itself in around the center of the universe, causing it to implode, and then cause another Big Bang theory of the same thing.
Because black holes suck in everything around them.
Yeah.
So...
Just, we don't know what the center of the universe is.
I see.
Probably where it started, wouldn't it?
Can't locate the center.
What is that form of media where they were trying to travel to the center of the universe?
Journey to the center of the universe.
With Brendan Fraser.
Journey to the center of the earth.
That's a great movie, by the way.
It has The Rock.
Well, the second one does.
It's Journey 2. To the Big Island.
The first one, it has Brendan Fraser.
Island.
So.
The Big Island.
I'm trying to
Maui. Hawaii.
Damn!
I'm trying to think of what it is. Yeah, it's like the center of the universe is like... I gotta look it up now.
Yeah, I don't know what you're trying to refer to.
Is it No Man's Sky? You go to the center of the universe in that game.
Maybe, I just got but that I game. Think
I love that game, dude.
I just got
you
it.
You go to the center of the universe in No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
What is it?
I've never been there, dude. I don't know. That's what the game is about.
It's probably
new. Isn't it like just like a oh, like? Isn't it?
It's literally a universal yeah. sandbox.
Yeah. Minecraft, but
so like it could take you really long, mold. But theoretically you could reach the center of it.
Yeah, or, if someone you travel to the center.
You can reach the center.
You warp to different galaxies on the way to the center.
Billions of like planets you can go to.
Mm-hmm. It's cool, dude.
I remember we played it a little bit back in the day.
So I did like game. It. It was someone cool. got to the center.
Yeah,
it's VR. Too.
Yeah, there's a story and everything, but I haven't had it spoiled for me, so I'd.
I thought about playing it.
It's fun.
I thought about giving it a shot too because I heard it had like a really poor launch, but now it's good.
Yeah, it wasn't ready on release, but since then they've released more and more updates for it, and it's
all been
it's a
free
whole game.
Too.
It always goes on sale, so like I'm sure
it's a good game.
It's fun.
You can get it on Switch.
Oh,
that's what I did.
You have it on Switch?
Yeah.
Does it run fine?
Yeah, it runs okay. The graphics aren't as like good as it would be on something else, but it runs fine.
Yeah, that's the best.
I mean. Nowadays, whenever a game comes to a Switch, you just expect it to have some problems. If it's like a port of a modern game, quote unquote.
Yeah, because Nintendo needs to release a new.
Yeah.
Needs to get ready to release a new console soon.
Switch Pro or
Wii U 2.
I'd pay for that.
Wii 2.
It's just spelled TU.
It's just four eyes.
Wii. The Wii.
Pretty sure our newest console.
Pretty sure Reggie would have came up with that name.
They need to make another home console.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not one that you can like carry around.
I think they need to keep their home consoles and, you know, handheld consoles separate.
Just make another DS.
They need to re-release MGS3 already.
They need to put Metal Gear Survive on the Switch.
Oh. Please, I need to put that on the go.
Don't say that!
You know my...
You do. That's the funny part.
It's blasphemy.
Since we were just talking about space, I was thinking about something else.
What's up?
I think the scariest thing on Earth is the ocean.
Yes.
I don't think it's that
but like,
scary.
But, like, in a cool way.
I think it's cool, but I don't think
the
it's scary.
The ocean is a mysterious place.
It's scary to think about what's under.
In there.
It's scary.
Like, in the ocean, what's under you is so scary.
But, I see you swimming out in the ocean.
But if you're just, if you're just on the beach, I wouldn't be scared of anything in the ocean.
Even on a boat.
No, like, I
feel
like
on a boat, yeah.
Imagine swimming out just in open water.
Yeah, that doesn't bug me.
If you were
if I have a boat.
No, you're swimming.
Oh, just swimming out to die?
Like, you're stuck, stranded out there or something?
Water as far as you can see everywhere.
You know what's an
and you're swimming?
Feeling?
Yeah, there's nothing around.
Like, a raft or something. Like,
that would suck.
Yeah, if you're just out in the middle of the ocean swimming.
You'd die.
That fear alone of how deep that shit is, and you can't
it's
go anywhere. There's
people.
No land.
Yeah,
like,
lots of people.
There's a video game about it.
So not
if you if you just had a life jacket and you just had to sit and let the waves take you somewhere for days, I would be so scared of what was under me.
You would die.
Like, I wouldn't be scared of what was under me. Push. I'd just be worried about like what I'm gonna eat,
dude,
or drink.
It's like 8% explored.
Yeah, still
8%.
Yeah,
yeah,
still, bro.
Jeez.
That's the surface.
That's explored. Why it's so scary, because it's so unknown.
Truly.
You know those pictures of those deep sea, like,
creatures,
squids
that they
and octopuses?
Yeah. And they're weird.
And they're long.
They're
dude.
Huge. There's some huge things
giant
down there.
Squid.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. To think, like, people, like, navigated the seas
like
back in the day and, like,
fighting giant squid.
Didn't know shit about any of that stuff.
There's definitely probably still species that have yet to be uncovered.
Still,
of course.
Dude, there's thousands, hundreds of thousands of species
squid?
That haven't been discovered.
Nuh-uh.
The Dumbo octopus?
Yeah.
It looks fucking weird.
What is it?
I'll show you.
So I've been Hotline Miami?
I don't know. Someone's having a rager out.
This thing.
Out in the living room. Interrupting the program
at
hand.
Yeah.
But dude, yeah.
It's
also
only like this big.
It's creepy because...
How does it even like?
Obviously,
do it?
Light can't reach the deepest depths, so
but
it's
like,
literally pitch black.
Yeah,
here.
It's pitch black.
How like nature like found like bioluminescence is crazy.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's, nature finding a way no matter what.
Yeah, that's
like the angle, like anglers.
Anglerfish.
Yeah,
cool.
I think of that. I think of Finding Nemo.
Yeah,
that's scary, bro.
Or I start thinking of like the Mariana Trench. the deepest part of our ocean.
That is scary.
We've been down there.
Yeah.
Not the bottom, I don't think.
Mariana's Trench?
I think the deepest someone's gone is like 30,000
feet. I don't think people can...
Because isn't it like there's a floor and then the Mariana Trench is like below that, so it goes even deeper? Is that why we haven't been below, like, to the bottom of it? Because it's just so deep?
I have no idea.
Because I could see that being the case. Because, dude, the pressure, when you get lower in war, like, you'll crush if you go too low.
That's why they have to be so small.
There's only two people that have ever descended to the Mariana Trench.
Yeah, two guys in a submarine went down there.
Yep, in the Challenger Deep.
You know, scuba divers, when they're going back up, they have to breathe out because their lungs expand so much.
They're just constantly breathing out?
You have to go slow.
You have to breathe, like, through your nose when you're going up. Because your lungs will expand with the oxygen in it.
That's why you have to slowly let yourself go up to adjust over time. Because if you go straight up, you'll...
like, die.
Yeah, oh my god.
Yeah, it's...
Won't the air just come out of their mouth and nose?
Not if you're releasing it, like... I don't know.
You just have to breathe while you're doing it.
Yeah.
You can't hold your breath.
If you hold your breath and, like, ascend when you're scuba diving... your lungs
will explode. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
So as long as you're not an idiot,
that would happen.
Hold your breath, you'll be fine.
Everything will pop out of your face, probably.
As you're going up.
I also thought, like, imagine if all the water in the ocean just disappeared and we just had these massive just holes.
Craters
in the world.
That'd be crazy, dude.
And they are like tens of hundreds of thousands of feet.
Like,
what happened to the atmosphere?
Someone were to, like,
I don't know, dude, that's true.
The planet would dry up and
you would die.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we dry up, but dude, the air would have to move in to take up all the space that the water left.
Yeah,
you think we'd suffocate?
I think we'd still have an atmosphere.
Well, yeah,
you think there'd be enough oxygen would just be sucked into those craters.
Yeah,
and then like we wouldn't.
Or there wouldn't
be
enough
like
oxygen
the level
for us
of
to
the
breathe.
Atmosphere.
It would have to jump into the craters to get oxygen.
I don't think so. You don't think so?
No, it's just. It would, the atmosphere would disappear over time.
Well, I'm pretty sure
because everything would die producing the atmosphere.
Well, that's why you're not getting it.
I do get it.
I'm just saying. Do you think we would die because we...
Yeah, probably.
Suffocated.
Yes.
You think that could happen?
Yeah.
Do you really think so?
Well...
No.
It's all hypothetical.
You know, algae makes a lot of the oxygen.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plankton stuff too.
Yeah.
Plankton? How?
Yeah, dude, from SpongeBob, he creates oxygen.
How, dude?
Because they're green.
Like, no!
It's that simple. It's because they're green.
Photosynthesis and shit, I don't know.
Yeah.
Plankton are alive, though.
Something to do with the mitochondria.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but plankton are like actually like organisms.
Yeah, those produce a huge amount of oxygen.
Yeah. They're like plants.
Oh, I thought they were like creatures.
They are.
Plankton. They are like both.
I know they make oxygen.
It's crazy.
Did you guys see...
So if it dried up, we'd lose a lot of the source.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see, like, a couple months ago that, like, scientists had, like, dug up a couple hundred-year-old virus, like a zombie oxygen. Virus that was resting in Antarctica in the ice?
I heard something
about a zombie
virus or something.
Like, a couple months ago, like, scientists dug up like a couple hundred or thousand year old zombie virus that was resting in the ice in Antarctica.
Zombie virus?
Yeah.
Like it would genetically mutate cells and stuff. And like
I didn't look into like...
Like Resident Evil or Walking Dead.
Like a parasite control.
Like the thing? Or
like the Last of Us guys or what? I don't know what it was specifically.
Was Kurt Russell
like
there? Like Undead Nightmare of Undead?
Like Black Ops 3 zombies guys?
No.
Like
Dead
Nightmare?
Rising 2?
Like
the
Nightmare Riders? Legend?
Like World War Z with Brad Pitt. But I don't know. I thought it was weird.
That's such a good
I also
kind of
thought, we're fucked. Then nothing's happened. So.
Yeah, nothing's...
It's probably...
Contained. It's spreading.
But I mean, like, it's interesting to think about because...
Dude, we're actually gonna die.
Like, there's, like, fungi that can, like, take over bugs' brains and shit and control them.
Yeah, there's some pretty silly guys out there.
Pretty silly fungi.
There's some pretty silly guys out there.
He's fun, but really manipulative.
Fungus Among Us.
Don't say that. Dude, have you guys tried the new Among Us mode yet?
Huh? What?
The new Among Us mode.
What is
hide and seek?
Are you? Why are we talking about this?
Hide and seek.
Someone sounded like Among Us.
Yes, I said Among Us.
Among
yes,
Us, dude, and I was just thinking of Among Us.
Hide and sus.
Hide and sus. Yeah, that's actually what it's called. Not hide and seek, but hide and sus.
It was your joke.
I know. So remember when you guys would shit on me for the dumb shit I'd say?
Yeah, we give you so much shit.
It didn't matter what you said.
It just became everything I said, even if it was funny.
Which it never was.
Yeah, this is why I don't talk to you guys anymore.
It's alright.
I'm surprised Sam still
does. It's okay, Logan, I think you're funny. Yeah.
That was a good one, Kaden. Nice one.
I wasn't trying to be funny, I was being serious.
Yeah. He really does think you're seriously funny.
This is why we actually fuck with you, because you don't believe us when we are real.
You're not.
Yeah, I'm so real, right now.
I am real. I am real.
I was just thinking that. The
Kendrick
song? Yeah.
You're literally like sexualizing my toes. So
what?
No. What? Continue. Who's talking?
Kendrick. He's just looking.
Kendrick Lamar's talking.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Hey, Kendrick.
Yeah.
Kendrick's over here? Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, what's good with it?
When's that new album? Something
with like Quagmire, kind of.
Drink some water.
Drink some water.
Drink some water. He's hard.
He's hard. Who's hard right now, dude?
What was that?
Boner check.
I could do Consuela.
What's that?
Consuela.
Who's that?
No.
Huh?
No, let me pledge.
What is that?
Consuela. Who's from that? Family Guy.
I don't watch Family Guy.
It's like the maid.
You know Consuela.
You know Consuela from Family Guy, don't you know Consuela?
I don't want
Consuela.
We're friends. We're
friends.
You, she would talk like that.
Oh my god.
She looks like a lunch lady.
No.
So let's go around and do the JoJo accent joke.
Oh god, don't even remind me of that.
I can't believe that video's still up. I should probably take it down.
Don't.
Yeah, you should.
Don't. Leave it there.
Remake it.
You guys seen Riddick?
No. Reddit?
Riddick.
My dad likes those movies.
Chronicles of Riddick with Vin Diesel?
No.
My dad likes those movies.
Have you seen Heat with Vin Diesel?
My dad likes those movies.
Have you seen Arc 2?
My dad likes Arc 2? Arc 2? Remember
Oh, yeah.
It's with Vin Diesel.
It is.
I can't believe
it's like stuff they like recreated like the first human with AI to look like Vin Diesel.
Yeah. It's like Adam?
Yeah. Like the first human to know, like, known to exist. Like,
Vin Diesel's the only one to retain the genes.
What got you so funny,
Vin Diesel?
You laughing at Logan like that?
Oh my god, Logan.
No! What's happening to us?
Guys, I forgot to take my anti-
I'm sorry.
I'm actually off them now.
The crazy pills?
Yeah.
I'll have you know I'm actually off them.
I've been on them about 6 or 7 months.
Well, I find it hard to get off the fish oil, so...
Oh! Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Do you melt your fish oil in the microwave and drink it?
Oh.
Ooh. I'm not like Uncle Tim.
Uncle Tim?
Who? Who's Uncle Tim?
Who?
You know him? How he melts his fish oil in the microwave and slurps it like good soup?
Who the flip is Uncle Tim?
I just made that up.
Yeah, Uncle Tim does not exist, guys. That was
gaslighting for a sec.
He's gaslighting us.
So, Caden, tell me how Final Fantasy VII is actually a sequel.
Caden, tell me, when did you stop caring?
We're not bringing this up again.
Let's get into some deep questions. We need to.
I want to know how Final Fantasy VII is a sequel.
What, remake?
Yeah, the remake.
Okay, easily explained. Go ahead.
Summarize
it fast. Go.
Basically, it's in a different timeline, and Sephiroth knows the events of the first game, so he's like, he has this. He basically foresaw this future that he would lose.
He's an empath.
Sure.
Yes, that is.
And so Sephiroth already knows that he's gonna lose, and so like different things play out differently, and so. Basically, in the remake, there's these, like, whispers of fate that basically are supposed to be there. They're, like, ghosts that are supposed to, like, keep the main timeline of the OG FF7 on the main track. Basically, Sephiroth manipulates... They're, like, the will of the planet. They're, like, trying to make sure the timeline stays
itself.
So it tries to stay correct. So, basically, Sephiroth, future Sephiroth, who knows he's gonna lose, like, basically manipulates Cloud and the party to defeating the ghosts, and so now they're dead, and so now the future remake sequel parts, the development team said it's gonna play out the same as the original, but it's gonna have new mysteries to keep, like, new and old players, like, intrigued, and basically Sephiroth killed the plot ghosts, and so now he might actually have a plan of killing everyone.
What if he does?
That'd be a cool ending.
That's happened before in Final Fantasy. The villain wins. Final Fantasy VI.
That does happen with Kefka. He literally killed...
I'm so glad I know this now, and I don't want to play that game anymore.
I already knew that, so...
How did I know that?
How did you know this?
Yeah, I'm really curious. How did you know that fact?
You'll never know.
He's a closeted Final Fantasy fan.
I can see it.
But yeah, that's basically it.
It's pretty cool.
It's a sequel disguised as a remake.
It's cool.
It's like the same. It's like the same beats play out, but there's like new stuff in it to make it like interesting. It's like the best way I think they could do it.
Yeah, it is really cool.
I have a question. How does Diavolo's stand work?
Diavolo?
Yeah.
I'm sure Alex could explain.
Okay, so...
So King Crimson.
King Crimson is Diavolo's stand.
King Crimson or Emperor Crimson?
King, because we're not some American...
As Kami designed, okay? King Crimson is Diavolo's stand, and Epitaph is Vinegar Doppio's stand. So... Epitaph can see into the future, which then King Crimson can leap into the future. So he can jump from one point in time to the next. So whatever happens in that time, he isn't there for. So he jumps forward in time.
By avoiding fate.
Yeah.
That would...
So, like, he gets shot at, and he just jumps past where the bullet's
hitting. So he knows he's getting shot at.
Yeah, because he gets past that's it. That's what the little faces is, epitaphs. So
can't he only see, like, 10 seconds?
Yeah, it's 10 seconds. Mm. And it shows it to him in his hair.
That is, like, the greatest explanation I've ever heard. Thank you.
Yeah, that...
Even I was confused, to be honest, watching him, like, they're not really explaining this well. I'm confused. That was just a really simple explanation. That was good.
The only way I'm going to explain it was... Sure. If you had a pizza, and you cut out a tiny slice and then push it back together, that's what his stand does.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's time.
It's like Zahando with
pizza
time.
Pizza kind of sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, explain...
That's exactly it.
Exactly, Logan! I wanted pizza too!
Dude, that was a good one!
Let's get the Batman pizza from Little Caesars.
It's been gone for a year. Get over it. So I know you miss though. It, but
it was
worse.
Was that last year?
I didn't even try it.
Because it was good, dude.
Can you get Costco pizza?
I loved the Batman movie.
The Batman pizza was good.
I loved the Batman movie. Dude, that pizza was delicious.
That's what we're talking about. The Pat Batman. Dude, it was good. Yeah, no, the movie.
Yeah, no, they made the movie after the pizza.
They named it after.
No, they didn't, Logan. No, they didn't.
It was a tie-in promotional. That was shaped as a bat.
That was a bit.
It was shaped as a bat?
Also, I was going to say, we've hit our quota. It's been, we might be at an hour 10 now. Do you guys want to
keep going more?
So how's the wonder of you work?
Just kidding, he hasn't seen it.
I forgot I was doing that. I was paying attention to what he said. The wonder of you?
Don't explain it, because he doesn't know.
So, basically...
It's an Elvis song.
Do you know who the stand user is?
He hasn't even read the
part.
Oh, wow. I
read part A.
Wow.
Let's talk part 7.
Lexi just finished part 7.
Really?
Yeah, she really liked it.
It's so good and goated.
Mm-hmm.
He also likes it.
Yeah, I finished it.
Have you read part 7?
He doesn't read.
Huh. Yeah, I'm a little.
We can't even talk about it. Yeah. I'm too many words. Not in Spanish. No Spanish translation.
They do sell it in the manga. They do sell the manga.
Yeah.
Steel Ball Run, they sell physical in either Spanish. No, it's French. They sell physical.
It's more dashy.
Good thing I kind of know French.
I'm stealing this order.
Go ahead, dude.
There's also
Stone
Ocean hardcovers in Spanish.
Like this.
It's in Spanish?
Yeah. It's Stone Ocean.
It's not an English one.
For Personas?
No.
For Persona Bizarre Adventure?
For Personas?
Persona.
So Persona's a spinoff of
Shin Megami
Tensei. What's that game about?
Like there's so many different spinoffs.
Yeah, because they're
Shin
all
Megami
like
Tensei.
But like they're all different stories too.
Like it's all the same. It's not really the same. Well, kind of the same premise. It's basically just a bunch of these like monsters, like all the same. Like all the Persona games and all the Shin Megami Tensei games. They all have like the same like monsters and enemies, but they just all have like different storylines. Different plots, different like ways of
different
combat.
Characters, so
different...
do they? So, Shin Megami Tensei doesn't have personas in it.
No, because you recruit monsters to battle alongside you instead of recruiting them to like be your persona.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, literally, just persona is like it's taking those
monsters and making them your stands.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This because that's what personas are. They're just stands. Everyone has like
so
a
are there,
one.
Are there personas in Shin Megami Tensei?
Like people who have persona powers?
Yeah.
Unless it's like in the Persona series, I don't think so. No.
Yeah. So then, how is it a spinoff?
Because
they
first,
have the same monsters.
Well, because the first one is called Shin Megami Tensei Persona, so it's like the same series, but it's like a subplot, and it eventually became so popular that now it's like its own series.
So weird,
because and there's like the main Shin Megami Tensei games. Which
there's a new one coming out, isn't there?
Well, the fifth one
came
out,
Switch.
Out
a year ago.
Yeah,
fourth one was on 3DS. 3 was on the PlayStation 2. And so you have like the mainline games, and those are also each one's
just over an hour.
Each one's has different characters and gameplay gimmicks, and then yeah, there's just a bunch of like spinoffs. But out of like all the spinoffs, definitely Persona's their most popular.
Oh yeah.
So, it just kept the name of the monsters?
Yeah, it's like, it's the same, like, enemy designs, same names, just...
Both stands.
And usually the stories, I mean,
it's
weird.
Most of the, like, the Shin Megami Tensei and Persona games, the focus is, like, primarily on the story. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, the combat and the music and the monsters is just...
There are no crossover characters or anything.
Between the games?
Yeah. Between Shin Megami Tensei and Persona. With like the first game at least.
No.
That's so weird.
It's just like...
Why would they make that?
I don't know. I'm not a Japanese developer in the 90s and early 2000s.
That's so strange.
Because like you have a bunch of different spinoffs. Like you have the Devil
Survivor games.
Devil Survivor, you have Soul Hackers, you have like...
I've never heard of those games.
No.
Completely, it, like Shin Megami Tensei, but also just like completely different subgenres that have their own sequels.
So are they in the same universe?
No.
That's where Pokemon comes from, is those games.
Persona games?
Yeah, the original line.
That's why, like, it's so unique and cool.
I can see why. I mean, you literally, like...
JRPGs.
You,
yeah.
the way, like, in Shinigami Tensei, you recruit monsters to your team by, like, talking them into joining you.
You have to, like, negotiate.
And
you have
Pokemon,
to talk
you catch
to them.
Them with Pokeballs and shit, mm-hmm. and then you use them for your battles. It's kind of the same thing.
What the f- Logan's the Sam of this episode today.
Yeah.
The what?
I was looking dazed and confused everywhere.
Atlas board drop at the end.
That is so deep for no reason. It's just a video game.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, guys. He likes simple things like Doom. Oh, yeah. He just likes
killing. Is there a Doom? Is there a Doom 3 coming out?
No. The ending of Doom was the final.
What?
Have you played it? Are you going to play it?
Like the DLC?
I have it, so yes.
Kill Satan.
Fuck you.
But
he does.
Super Satan.
Super Satan.
Super Satan.
It's
they could make a third.
It's just how they they could, but like how they ended the game is like it's over, like done.
So what happens to Doom Guy?
Or so you thought.
I mean, I could tell you. But
is Doom Guy the same Doom Guy in every Doom?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Yeah, it's Doom Guy.
Doom Guy. I'm not like Doom Guy, which is like a persona that multiple different people took on.
No,
it's Doom Eternal is related to Doom 64, which is the
worst Doom.
But isn't it also
one
like
of the most popular Dooms?
Isn't it also like a sequel to Doom 2016?
Yeah, Doom 3 was the bad one. Yeah. What 2016 is also related.
I thought 2016 was like a soft reboot. That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It technically is, but it still follows the same story. Because also when you're
remember the Doom. Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say on his ship, the Doom Fortress, you find a bunny. There's a bunny on the fortress, and it like goes.
So
ties back to the original games.
Yeah,
like the original Doom, because he had a pet bunny and he got killed, and that's part of the reason why he went on a rampage.
What?
Yes.
It's because a bunny died.
Yes, because like a demon killed his bunny, and he went psycho and started slaughtering.
Well, reasonably.
I don't remember. I think it's Doom.
It was the bunny.
Do you know the Doom movie with isn't the Rock?
The Rock
is the main character.
Yeah, I've heard.
Rock is Doom Guy.
No. There's another guy. They're like the Doom. They're like Doom Marines.
How many Rock Fortnite skins are they gonna make?
Three.
There's already two, right?
There's three.
What?
If you want to count Doom as
Doom guy, the Rock.
But like, there's actually a scene in that movie where it's first person and it's like the Doom.
I think I've seen that. I've heard that's a pretty bad movie, but
that scene was cool. That's whatever. Because he had a chainsaw and she was like cutting.
I did. I've seen that clip.
Doom is a fun game.
What did happen, guys?
I'll have to give it a shot eventually.
I seriously recommend it.
Can I play Eternal without playing 2016?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm playing the 2016 one.
You'll just understand more of the story.
I started playing 2016 before Eternal, and I got bored.
What are you doing?
We're still filming, Kinsley.
I'm sorry. Well, what are you guys... Are you going to go get food after you're done?
Maybe.
Okay, bye.
Have a great time. She talks like an anime kid.
Bye.
Yeah, she really is. Like,
she's like
the younger anime sibling. What are you doing today, brother?
Bunny-chan.
She's like, okay, sorry.
Oh. Stop. Dude, don't do that, please.
Okay. Right. Sorry.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
All right, let's watch Vines now, dude. Let's turn this off.
Can we watch 2016 racist Vines?
No, 2016 clean Vines.
Compilations.
Yeah, okay. We're going to watch Vines, guys.
Dude, I love Vine compilations.
We're going to watch Vines, guys.
And we're going to eat the Batman pizza.
Turn it off, okay?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Turn it off, okay?
We're going to go to the... Okay, go.
Wait. I was going to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This was episode 33, guys.
Return of an OG.
Return of an OG member.
And we have to make the thumbnail still, so remember.
Oh, yeah.
Bukkake time.
Yep, we're just going to get a picture of Kane's face covered in it.
Milk. Covered in glue.
Yeah.
Covered in the Chinese censorship for blood.
Covered in Craggle.
Craggle? That's a throwback.
I had a bootleg of that movie. I watched it in my mom's car.
I did, too.
That came, like, the... Screen came down off the ceiling.
We literally bought it from somebody on the side of the road.
That my grandparents bought it at a swap meet.
You bought the Lego movie from on the side of the road.
Yeah,
it was just like burned onto a disc, and I'm pretty sure it was from like a camera filming in the theater.
Dude, people got up in front of the camera on the bootleg I had.
What? Dude,
it's always the weird movies too.
It was a Lego movie.
Yeah, just like.
And I had another one of. You guys remember that dinosaur movie that came out around the same time? It was like live action.
Well,
and they were like 3D animated dinosaurs.
One more like the asteroid comes.
It was kind of like Land Before Time, but it was 3D animated.
That's where it does.
It's like a Disney.
It was called Dinosaur.
Yeah, it was just called Dinosaur. Look,
it's literally the profile of my.
I think it released in the 90s.
Yeah, that's it.
That's ironic.
What did the caption say on it?
When you go outside and it smells awesome.
He's like this. Alright, guys. Thanks.
Alright, guys. We gotta go
thanks
watch.
For tuning in.
We gotta watch King Butch Vines.
It's King Bach.
Is it Bach or Botch, guys?
We should see if we can find Spoonful on, like, a...
We should
from...
see if we should find Comically Large Spoon 10-hour edition and we'll watch that one.
No.
With what Shed?
I was thinking, because you said Shed earlier.
Yeah, because Alex
was thinking
when
he was talking about Sheds earlier.
You're Shrek, dude.
Yeah, you're Mike Myers.
Okay, guys, we hope you enjoyed this longer episode today,
Michael
episode 33.
I'm literally
you guys ready to close it out?
Yeah, I've been ready, dude.
He's been ready since like 10 minute mark.
He's been ready since
he's
second
been ready
one.
Since he walked in the door.
All right.
He's been ready since I knocked.
Tune in next week, guys. Thank you
see
for
guys.
Watching.
See you guys.
Wait,
guys.
Wait.
See you guys.
It's
see you guys.
I think Quinton's coming like he's going to be a mainstay.
Every Saturday?
Every Saturday. So expect to see him back more. This is not a guest appearance. Like, this is sticking.
See you guys.
See
you guys.
See you guys. See you guys. See you guys.